laid them up there and put two or three lighter knots on it and piled it full of oak wood, and that's all there was to it, just keep the wood to it, and you had the fire.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood was that fat lighter you're talking about?
Well, it was just lighter, pine wood. Tar run out of it almost.
Burn real easily?
Yeah, man, like gasoline nearby, some of it could get it dry. Mm.
We had any trouble starting it,
though. No, sir, no trouble at all.
What about the big piece of wood that burned all night?
No, they was oak. Big pieces of red oak, quarter oak, post oak, or just whatever kind you cut. Put in there on it.
Whereabouts would you set that?
Now you'd set all around out in front of it.
I mean, whereabouts in the fireplace did you set the big piece of wood?
Oh, you just put it on the back.
Yeah. He was much of a man. But you know, 3 months after he came back from service, he'd take the pain in his knee, and it would become as stiff as a bowl.
Goodness.
You couldn't turn it, no way. Until it could, you know,
that. Well, that's terrible. That arthritis can be a bad thing. Nice looking gentleman. I was wondering if people around here ever call that big piece of wood like a back log, a back stick?
Yeah, uh-huh. Sure did.
Which one of those did they call
it? They called it back stick.
Back stick.
Uh-huh.
And that would provide you some heat for a while.
Yeah, it'd last pretty well. About 2 fires a day, them big ones. Carry on through the day.
Yeah.
And the one over in the house that I was born in, it was built out of stick and dirt. It wasn't a brick chimney. Built out of stick and dirt chimney.
Hmm.
Cross cut those sticks, they're about 2 inches square. You pin them up like that.
Crossways?
Uh-huh. And then dog it the wood in between.
Something like that is
hold
together pretty well.
Yes, they pretty well. Put salt in your clay.
Salt.
Uh-huh. Make it harden it. It'd stay there. Rain wouldn't wash it out after it got dry.
Hmm. I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, I don't have no idea you have.
You call that a stick and dirt, too.
Uh-huh. Stick and dirt.
In the fireplace, did you have anything that you put the logs on?
Car dogs.
Car dogs.
Uh-huh.
Those were
cast just iron.
I see. Was there a place right above the fireplace where you could set something like a picture?
Yeah, and clocks and pictures and things. Go at the mantelpiece.
I see. Y'all have a fireplace in this house?
Oh, yeah. Let's see, there's one in it.
Do you ever burn the wood in it? Or?
Burn wood and coal all the time.
Was there a place right in front of the fireplace, kind of an open area where you could sit or something like that, maybe bricked over?
Yeah, that's what they call a hearth.
What was that for?
Well, that's to keep the fire from rolling out when the wood burning too, to keep it from rolling out on the floor and setting the house fire. About 16 inches out in the floor.
But you have one in this house?
Yeah. It's concrete.
Concrete?
Yeah.